Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Hey, hey, hey. It seems to have been a long time since the last time I told you about observations of a gym goer. Now, it could be for one of two reasons. One, because I haven't been going to the gym, which would be sacrilegious. Me not going to the gym? Incredible. Impossible. The other could be I've been going to the gym and I now have the body of an Adonis, which is closer to the truth. So let me just fill you in and let you know what's been happening. So my gym activities, I have to admit, has slowed down a bit because at the time of recording and you listening to this, it's near the end of February. So since my last story about my first experiences of going to the gym, I've been going, how can I say, on and off. More off than on, but on and off. I've been going. But the problem is because I don't have any consistency, I think I don't have any friends in the gym. So, and I've done all the things that's necessary. I'll explain in a minute. But I don't really have any, how can I say, people that you meet at the same time when you go regularly over a few weeks or over a period of time. So in this case, then, I haven't really made any friends in the gym. In fact, in life, I haven't really made any friends anyway. So this is quite standard for me, I suppose. And then the gym I go to, it's a little bit, I don't know, boring. Or maybe it's me. For example, you get up, you go. Now, if it's first thing in the morning, you've got those diehards who are there at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:15, 6:30. And they're either on the weights, the heavy weights, and doing their routine, which some trainer has prepared for them. And they're there and they're just focused. Then you've got the next group who probably go to the gym and then go on to work or study or something. And I don't really fit into both of those categories. And then you've got the third category, which I think is a little bit like me. People who maybe have a little bit more flexibility in their time. They may be students. They may be other people who work late. And they kind of come and they kind of just float around the machines like butterflies. You know, they don't really have a routine. And it's like, oh, today I feel like doing this, the bicycle, for example, I'll start on the bike. Another day, it could be, oh, I'll do legs. And they start on the machine for legs, the weights for legs. And I think this is my category. But within that, I still see people a little bit so-so. And I have to admit, maybe when they look at me in my old gym outfit, because I have new gym outfits now, I don't think you'd say outfit. An outfit is more something that maybe when you're going out for a wedding or an event, you can use that expression. That's a nice outfit you're wearing. So I don't think you call it a gym outfit, but for the purposes of this, it's an outfit. So maybe they kind of see me and think, oh, well, this guy's not interesting. Or maybe it's, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, and they see my sad, sour face and then decide not even to say hello. So what happened? Before the new year, I used to have like a gym outfit. I'm going to use the word. I used to have like a gym outfit, which kind of was more the things people used to wear in the gym in the beginning of the century, 21st century. You know, that kind of oldish pair of shorts, which was so thin, okay, and so short. Sometimes you couldn't distinguish the shorts from my underwear. Now, I'm not saying my underwear was big, but the shorts were very short. And then I used to have like a t-shirt, and it was washed so many times. Well, not one t-shirt, I've got more than one. But it was washed so many times that it actually had no shape. It was just a piece of material hanging from my body. It served its job because I'm going to the gym, not for a date. I'm going to the gym to do exercise. Granted, very little exercise, or to do exercise. But it did its job. But then I thought, as I saw everybody was in Lycra, everybody was in these nice, cool Lycra shorts now, which kind of pushed everything up, front and back, if you know what I mean. These kind of nice, tighter Lycra tops the women were wearing, or the men with the sleeveless tops, which kind of showed their shoulder blades and their shoulders, you know, and so they were nice in there. And then the ones with the gloves on, the ones with the like fingerless gloves for lifting weights and things. Now, I need to confess, I do have a pair of those fingerless gloves, but I used to use them only when I used to do the pull-ups on the bar, because my hands are so delicate that I used to kind of get, what do they call it? I can't remember the name, but anyway, I used to get like hard skin or damage the skin on my delicate hands. So I did buy some of these gloves. But some of these people have these gloves and they are part of the uniform, part of the outfit. They don't go to the gym without their fingerless gloves, their Lycra shorts, and their sleeveless, that's what I'm looking for, their sleeveless tops. And then their tops are all kind of, you know, new technology, breathable. My top didn't breathe. In fact, when I go to the gym, I think sometimes my lungs don't work and they don't breathe either. But anyway, so they have these new tops. So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to join the team and see if this helps me make some friends in the gym and also encourages me to go more often. So what did I do? I went to Decathlon. And the strangest thing, I'm not going to say I'm an athletic person, but when I go into Decathlon, my body automatically gravitates towards the trekking, Senderismo, and the fitness sections. I don't know why. It's just like a magnet. I walk into the shop and I walk past all the things to do with swimming, etc. And then that turning I take, it's like my body is saying, go trekking, go to the fitness, buy something in fitness that you'll never use, buy something in trekking that you'll never use. And my body just gravitates to this area. So I go around, I look in the fitness and the trekking area, and I kind of think, oh, this jacket would be nice. This pair of trousers would be nice for trekking. And in the fitness area, obviously, you're looking and thinking, oh, maybe I should get some of these leggings or these shorts with the leggings, the Lycra thing incorporated, because it's breathable and waterproof and exercise proof and everything proof. So, being the period of the sales, January, February, I did bite the bullet and bought some new trainers because they were calling to me. I was there and I could hear this little sound saying, buy me, come on, you know you want to, buy me. So I turned around and it was these trainers and they were kind of, if you know in Decathlon, the trainers are always horizontal, kind of facing left to right. But these trainers were kind of like at a 45 degrees looking at me. And you could see the way the laces were tied. They were saying, you want me. You want to wear me. You want to take me to the gym. And I will take you to the gym if you buy me. And that was the conversation that was subliminally coming to me from the trainers. So, as a person who kind of listens to his instincts, I bought the trainers. And I thought, well, since I'm going to update my trainers, I'm going to also update the uniform. And I got myself some new shorts. Not short shorts, normal shorts. Light, airy. I think they'll make me go much faster on the tread machine, the elliptic. That's it, the elliptic machine. I'll be much better on that. With my new trainers, of course. I'll be like fire. I'll be like, what's the one with the wing? That was Pegasus. Pegasus was the winged horse in Greek mythology. Somebody had shoes with wings on in Greek mythology. I don't remember who it was. Now, my friends, I know who it was. The Greek god that had the shoes with wings. This Greek god was called Hermes. Yep, Hermes. And he was apparently the son, or one of the sons, of Zeus, which was the king of all the gods. And Hermes was associated with luck and athletics and speed. Imagine, exactly like me. I think I might just change my name to Hermes. So this little interjection was to clarify things. And now you can continue. Or demigod, and he used to have wings on his training shoes or his shoes. I suppose at that time there were sandals. But anyway, I now have wings on my sandals. I now have wings on my training shoes. And I will be there in the gym. And basically, I think when I start doing the elliptic machine and the bike, I think I could probably generate a little bit of energy for a small town. That's how fast I'm going to go. I also bought a new top, a t-shirt. Again, with all the right kind of perforated holes, which takes away the sweat from your body and makes you look good, even when you're not exercising. So this is the story at the moment. I've got training shoes with little wings on, which will fly me to the gym and also make me go as fast as ever on the elliptic machine and on the bike. Then, when I do things like the stretching exercises, etc., with my new top and shorts, now I have everything. 1, go to the gym regularly. 2, start to make some friends in the gym. We'll see how this goes. This was Conversations and Observations of a Gym Goer. Until next time, see ya.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.